Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us members of Lumen Theater Lab, and they are going to tell us about a new show coming out that we cannot wait to hear about. Great to see all of you. We are joined in studio today by Kelly Tatum and Caitlin Weber.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So first of all, that song that we played, very high energy, and that is in your show.
It is.
Okay, tell us about that. So the show we're going to talk about is Tartuffe.
Right, yes. Tartuffe is about written by Molière, which is, I can't remember my century, 17th century?
Yes.
I believe 17th yep. century writer. It has a lot of current undercurrents to it right now, a lot of themes that are very important. We could go on, but come see the show and you can see them and you'll know which ones are important to you, because some will be more important than others. Mm-hmm. We're doing it in a contemporary setting, and there's a lot of contemporary music, and some that's more classical that has been updated with a little bit of a jazz twist to it. It's pretty high energy.
It is, yeah.
So is this something that you chose to do? You put it in a more of a modern space, or because I've not ever seen the show, or has the show evolved over the years?
I think Tartuffe is generally done in as a comedy and as a period piece. We had a director we really wanted to work with, and this was the show that he wanted to do. His name is Diogo Lopez, and he chose to do it in a contemporary setting. He hadn't fully decided until we started rehearsing, and as it went along, it kind of settled into current day.
So Diogo is familiar to a lot of people in Hastings because mm-hmm. he has directed other shows.
Yep.
Tell us about that, please.
Well, he was in a show called Tis a Gift, which was one of Black Dirt's first plays. I think it was right after Oklahoma, if I remember right. His wife actually directed that one. And then he directed Arsenic and Old Lace and Odd Couple. So that's how I got to know him.
And he's a pretty well-known director, I know, around the Twin City area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his company, he and his wife started a company called Transatlantic Love Affair. And I know they've both received awards for up-and-coming artists in the mm-hmm. cities.
So this show is going to be set contemporarily, if that's even a word. And it also, I love the venue that you've chosen. That's going to add another piece to this. Who wants to talk about that?
Well, iCandy Refined, they have been so wonderful, Lacey and Brian Quayle. They've been really wonderful to work with.
Amazing.
And just really opened up, literally gave us the keys. So we're not sure they know exactly what's going to happen. But it's a home goods store, so your set is right there. We don't even have to worry about it. I mean, we move things around a little bit, but wow, you can't ask for a more beautiful setting. Mm-hmm. And because it's contemporary, it just adds to that too. And then one thing I was thinking about is a lot of their style is to kind of a little shabby chic. I don't know if that's correct.
Repurposing,
term.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And I don't want to insult. I hope that's not an insulting term, but
You
know, sort of that distressed look, and it's kind of taking. They take things repurpose, like you said. They take things and make them something else. So there's this whole idea of an imposter that comes into play because there are some things that are happening in the show that look like one thing but aren't at all what it looks like.
Now I'm going to be thinking about that at rehearsal.
You're going to look at those.
I am.
And go,
I'm going to
wait a minute. That's not a table. That's a door.
That looks like a table.
Well, yeah. She's made tables out of doors, I think.
Yep.
Yes.
There's one there right now.
Right. Yeah. So the space, how did that come about?
I think our stage manager, Kelly Neck, is friends with Lacey, or she visits their store a lot because she lives downtown, and she had been chatting with them, and they talked about wanting to partner with us for something, and it just fit so perfectly into the show that we were doing, and they're like, yeah, let's do it.
So the venue is iCandy Refined, yeah. As you mentioned, Kelly. It's a beautiful store downtown. Address is 213 2nd Street East. So that's the venue. What are the dates of this, please?
Oh, we open on Friday.
We do. We open on Friday, and we run through the 23rd.
So November 8th through the 23rd, but not every day. Tell
people. Oh, gosh, no. we run Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we have a Thursday and a Monday in there.
Can you give people the dates? That would be great.
Sure. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday is this first weekend. And then next Thursday, the 14th through the 17th. So that's Thursday through Sunday. And then Monday the 18th. And then Thursday, the 21st through Saturday, the 23rd. We don't have a Sunday that last weekend.
No, but the Monday is kind of a cool thing. We've been trying to do that for a long time. It's kind of an industry night for us. A lot of people are in shows. You know, a lot of our theater friends are in shows and can't come on your regular show nights. And so having a Monday night available to them is really nice to have them be able to come and see the show, too.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are at least three shows I know of people in that run at the same time as our show. So it's nice to be able to see.
And we also, our tickets are sliding scale.
Yes.
So we don't want to turn anybody away because they can't afford a ticket. We do have a suggested range, but if anybody ever has any issues and really wants to come see the show, they should reach out to us because we will find a way to get them there.
Let's talk specifically about the show itself. Are you two in it, or what are your your duties? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I am playing Demi, who is the son of Orgon.
You're playing the son.
I'm playing in the original version. He's the son. In this version, it's the daughter. So the story is about Orgon and his wife, they have two kids, and this man called Tartuffe basically moves into their house, and Orgon and his mother, played by Kelly, are convinced that he is the most amazing man they've ever met, and the whole rest of the family is like, no, that guy's weird and should get out of here, and they end up fighting with dad the whole time, and he doesn't believe that he's a good guy.
And so obviously Diogo is directing. Mm-hmm. And then who else is involved in this? How many characters are in the show?
Ooh, it's quite a few. It's kind of fun because Libby Wozlik, who usually directs, actually has a really meaty role in this. Mm-hmm. And it is so fun to see her on stage. She tears it up. Everybody really does. I mean, you get to see Caitlin pretty much get ready to take somebody out.
Yes, my character's very angry.
First rule of Fight Club. So we do not talk about Fight Club.
There's actually 12 people in the show.
Okay.
And most of the company is in it, which is, we love when we get to do projects together. We have a couple other people who are not in the company, including Zach Filkins and Joran Scove, who I'm sure you've seen in Black Dirt stuff or improv. And Libby's husband, Dave Wozlik, plays Orgon. And we also have Laura Hoover, who I don't think a lot of people have seen here, but she performs a lot in the city. So
Lumen Theater is a company group. And explain what that is.
So the company model works more. So we have 10 people in our company. And the way that we approach it is we try and choose shows as a group that will fit the best with what people are passionate about, projects they've wanted to do for a long time. And we cast from within first. And then we either invite people to perform with us, or we hold open auditions if we are looking for some new people, or, you know, freshen things up a little bit, or if we're not sure who we want to cast. So, which is obviously different than like a community theater where they just hold open auditions for everything. That's more how a company works. We all kind of pitch in a tenth to put stuff together.
And you really do take different roles. I mean, sometimes you direct, sometimes you act, sometimes you fundraise, sometimes you, what are some of the other things?
Marketing, doing the promotion.
Budgeting.
Just trying to forget that. Yeah, definitely. Bill paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, stage management.
Stage management, yep.
Is one.
Some technical direction.
Location.
Yeah, scouting. Location management. Yeah, there's a lot of elements in play, and we try to, one of the goals with Lumen was to facilitate projects for people who maybe have never directed before but want to try it in an environment where they know they'll be supported and they can feel free to give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah. We won't let anybody fail.
Yeah.
That's what we certainly strive for.
And I bet that is a great opportunity for people, because then they approach their acting in a different way again when they go back to that, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. Libby would be a good one to ask about mm-hmm. that, because she is both directed and then she acted, especially in this show, when she hasn't done that for a while. And I think it really affects the way that you look at projects. Even doing, you know, front of house or mm-hmm. marketing or something, you really start rethinking who's doing what work, how much work goes into something that you don't normally see or acknowledge. It makes you appreciate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how do you come up with your shows, please?
You know, if we could answer that question, it's really, it's mystical. We do have, we have what we call a long list and a short list. So the long list is just a bunch of titles that we've heard of.
And you just all throw in?
We
yep,
do.
Yep, yep. Okay. I mean, it includes things like a staged version of Xanadu.
Yeah, oh. I mean, we get out there.
You know, see a movie and I'm like, that is really cool. If that could be a stage version, that mm-hmm. we'll throw it on the long list. Okay. The short list is things we'd like to do in the more, you know, 5-year range
okay.
or that are feasible.
And then people who are really passionate about certain things bring it to the short list. And then we end up, usually at a retreat, mm-hmm. we end up presenting several pieces. So somebody will take point on presenting a particular title. And there's a who, what, why, where.
Yep. Why us? Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Why should we do it now? That kind of thing.
So yeah. we do... put yeah. a lot of intention in it.
And a lot goes into putting a season together, into who's mm-hmm. going to be responsible for what, so that one person isn't fully responsible for the entire season, or try to cover as many passion projects as possible without, you know, emphasizing one person too much, or it's a very delicate balance.
There really is, and there's a cohesion to it that it's an art, mm-hmm. you know. It's part science, part art,
yep.
for sure.
Yes.
But like this particular season we called Identity Crisis.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
there are a lot of changes this year. Some new members, new logo. Yeah,
and all the pieces in the season are just a little wonky in some and yeah. in a fun
some
fun
mistaken
way.
Identities. Mm-hmm. Some yeah, lying.
So you mentioned you have a new logo.
We do.
Tell us about that, please.
That was a really interesting process.
Yeah, that was fun.
We used a site called 48 Hour Logo, where you can submit a request for designs to just freelance artists and designers. And you can submit information about your company, what you do, what kind of style you're looking for, pictures of logos you like, and then people submit ideas and you can vote on it, and then by the end
within 48 hours
within 48 hours yeah, and then once you choose one you pay that artist, and they, you know, we had letterhead and like a Facebook header and stuff designed as well with our logo. So
it was a very reasonable price.
Yeah,
it was kind of a neat process.
Your logo is so cool.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It has a light bulb, lumen. Mm-hmm. I get it. I mean, it's very cool. And are the parentheses gone? Because that always... I never knew where to put them. I see one.
It's one of the fun parts about the name, because everyone does it differently, and I kind of love that.
Are the parentheses still there?
They're still there.
They are? You
one is part of the logo, and the other one is the end. So one is part of the light bulb, and one is at the end.
It's even more confusing.
yeah.
But you can find us with or without the parentheses.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can at lumentheaterlab.com.
Yep.
Okay. And that's how we can get tickets to Tartuffe?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the seating going to be like at Tartuffe,
so,
at Eye Candy?
Beautiful orange chairs.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Chairs. No,
they
don't belong
very
there.
Nice chairs.
They're
there are chairs, but
okay.
So they don't really fit with the set. But
okay, so we don't get to hang out in her beds. Or
no, unfortunately,
okay.
I know. But you are going to be close.
Okay.
It's very
seriously,
close.
Don't you love that store?
Mm-hmm. Love it. It's been so mm-hmm. fun to
It really has. It's so comfortable.
There. Yeah.
It is. And there's a, I don't know, it's inspiring with all the signs on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's.
I go in sometimes just to lift my spirits, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's been really fun. And their inventory changes, so we find new things all the time.
Our set changes.
Our set changes.
It's like Christmas all of a sudden.
Oh.
It's great. It's fun to improvise around some of that stuff.
So do you have any matinees with this show?
I think we have
our Sundays two? Are at 4:30.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good time.
Two Sunday shows at 4:30, because obviously we have to set them when the store is closed. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd be interrupting business and have people wandering into the show.
You know, I have a feeling you are going to have a lot of different people than maybe would typically come to your show. Mm-hmm.
That is actually one of the things we look at when we're putting a season together is who haven't we reached out to yet? Like, who are we missing that we try to hit some different demographics and different people? So that's really fun for us.
I think it's one of my favorite things about Lumen, and it's probably the thing that is the most irritating for us too as a group, is that we are itinerant. So we find a space that makes sense with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It can be really hard because it's not a theater space, so we have to bring in lights or we have to adjust lights, or it's a lot of work on our end. But I think the way it immerses the audience in the theater experience is so much, it's worth it. It really is. And this one, I think, in particular, I think this is...
This one is really... Mm-hmm. We set up the chairs this week to get a feel for it, and it feels like you're sitting in their living room. Yeah. It's so... It's
you're part
great.
Of it.
Yeah.
So who is this show geared towards, please?
It's... I think we put 16 and up on there. There's nothing, like, super... I don't know.
Racy
or anything. But it is more adult themed. It's there's some comedy, there's some drama, there's, you know, family issues, there's mm-hmm. physical comedy, there's it's kind of, it might remind people sort of Shakespeare, because we are doing a translation. He was a French writer. So we are doing a translation, and it rhymes, and hopefully we've covered up the rhyme enough so that it doesn't feel too
like a Hallmark card. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think it will be more accessible than Shakespeare, probably. The language is a little more contemporary. Okay. So, and obviously it's set in a contemporary setting.
It feels more American.
Yes.
Than Shakespeare, you know what I mean?
Yes. So
the language is a little bit more street.
Yeah, it definitely is, based on some of the things I say anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, you know, threaten to cut off someone's ears and
turn them into toast.
Slice them like toast.
Gross. I can't wait to see it. Tartuffe is playing at iCandy Refined, beautiful store in downtown Hastings, and it plays November 8th through the 23rd. There's got to be a date down there that works for people. Highly recommend going on their website, which is lumentheaterlab.com. You can get tickets there, and you can check out all the dates. Great to see both of you.
Thanks,
Mo. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for coming in. Kelly Tatum, Caitlin Weber, great actresses that you will get a chance to see in person at the beautiful iCandy Refine for Tartuffe. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.